Coate First Nation, students at Chief Gabriel Coate Education Complex, CGCEC, had a unique opportunity to engage with professionals from the film and television industry during a visit by Julian Black Antelope, founder of the Pathfinders Film Institute, Mike Morrison, Senior Program Supervisor, and Carrie Opawuncha, Program Coordinator. The Pathfinders Film Institute specializes in providing educational workshops and insights into the world of storytelling, filmmaking, and Indigenous culture. The presentation began on November 14 with an engaging narrative from Black Antelope, highlighting his entry into the film industry and the transformative impact it had on his life. He spoke about the various roles he has undertaken, from acting to directing and producing, emphasizing the importance of taking chances and making good choices in one's career. I either had a number that said I could go work in the oil patch for $10,000 a month and all I had to do is get up to Calgary, or another one that said I could go do background work on a film and television set for $10 an hour. So I chose the hard one to go work for $10 an hour. Check it out and try something different. And the first time I stepped on the film set, it changed me forever. It was an amazing world of creativity. Just a big giant wheel that was turning, and it was on a show called Into the West by Steven Spielberg. And so I dug in hard and did a couple of days of background work. Somebody noticed me and said, "Hey, you've got long hair. Can you ride horses?" And I said, "Yeah, I can. I can ride horses. I have all my life." And then the stunt coordinator said, "Hey, do you want to fall off a horse?" I said, "Sure, I fell off lots for free growing up." And that was one of my first stunts, falling off of a horse. The audience had the chance to witness a snippet of Black Antelope's work, particularly a series called Secret History of the Wild West, which he created. It explores Indigenous cultures through a cultural-based docudrama. Carrie Opawuncha shared her own journey, overcoming challenges as an intergenerational survivor and finding strength in storytelling. She encouraged students to embrace self-love and explore various aspects of the film industry beyond acting, such as working in locations, the art department, and even training to be a prop master. You don't have to worry about what anyone else is looking at you and thinking. That's the one thing about this business, that you want everyone looking at you, right? So you've got to do well. So I want to tell you about some of the departments I've worked in. You guys think it's all camera, whatever? I've worked in locations. Do you guys know what that is? You lock up rooms. I've worked in the art department. I've done scene setups. I just got back from Vancouver 2 months ago, and I was training to be a prop master, where you go and you grab props and get to handle guns, got to hand them off, and it was quite a vital role. That's a really important role, to be able to know what's on the script, walk up to someone and give them what they need. Mike Morrison, another member of the Pathfinders Institute, expressed his excitement about sharing experiences and knowledge with the students. He emphasized the importance of storytelling and encouraged students to consider creating their own content, especially in the age of technology where everyone has the capability to be a storyteller. I think the film industry for me has really kind of given me a lot of really interesting gifts in my life and experiences with people. And I think again, like what Carrie was saying, we're here, we're going to chat about anything related to the film industry and if there's anything that sort of piques your interest. Is there a favorite TV show that everyone likes to watch here, like Stranger Things? So come with some questions about them tomorrow. We can show you some techniques and how they do things, and we can just sort of help you learn how to create what they did. Chief George Coate, who welcomed the group to the school, expressed his support for initiatives that expand educational opportunities for students. He highlighted the importance of exploring different areas of interest, not just in sports but also in creative fields like film and television. We always look at different areas in this curriculum to bring a lot of interest for our students because not everybody is interested in one thing. This will open the doors to a lot of things that your young minds can grasp and make a living for themselves professionally in order to unlock opportunities. I know that some of our members have been taking pride in doing things like this one. The presentation concluded with some slideshows that showcased the various positions available in the film industry. The workshop held at Coate FN on November 15 was the aftermath of a local author, Janet Love Morrison, approaching Julian Black Antelope with the idea of bringing her book, The Hawk and the Hare, to the big screen. The story, based on Morrison's father and his Mohawk scouting partner during the Second World War, was aimed to celebrate their friendship. The goal of the workshop for grades 10 to 12 students extends beyond the technical aspects of filmmaking. According to one of the workshop leaders, the focus is on empowering students to embrace their identity and become role models within their communities. The belief is that exposure to the film industry can broaden horizons and provide valuable career possibilities. The Pathfinders Film Institute is not only visiting COAT FN but has plans to visit other schools. As the workshops progress, students are not only gaining insights into filmmaking but also participating in improv exercises, emphasizing the collaborative and generous nature of the craft. The pilot project, which involves visits to various schools and reserves, marks a crucial step in bringing filmmaking education to Indigenous youth. The hope is that this endeavor will serve as a model for future programs, creating a pathway for more students to explore their creative potential in the film industry.